J.W. Porter. He's like 6'4", about 215 pounds, and he was lean. He could throw, he could hit for power, he could run, and he was a great catcher as far as I was concerned. And he signed for what we call one of the biggest bonuses at that time, $50,000 with the Chicago White Sox. And I still didn't understand what being scouted meant at that time. So I didn't pay much attention to it. And he was signed by Bobby Maddox when he graduated from high school, because he's a little older, because I was, like I say, the youngest. And Bobby used to come around my last year in high school and hit, during the summer, hit me fungos and things like that, and get to know the family. And when I was getting ready to graduate, I figured, oh, I'm going to be a White Sox. I'm going to be signed by the White Sox. But Bobby changed from the White Sox to the Reds. And he was the only one personally to come talk to me and my family about signing. And the difference in the offers was not the money, but the classifications they wanted to start me at. The Reds said, we're going to give you the $3,500, and we'll start you at Class C. And for people that don't understand that, in those days there was a lot of minor league teams and a lot of people playing minor league baseball, and you started at D, C, A, B, A, AA, AAA. And you used to have to take those steps one at a time. You very rarely skipped any classification. And he said, the St. Louis Browns wanted to sign me, the White Sox wanted to sign me, but the White Sox made the same type of offer, but they said, we'll start you at Class D. I said, no, you won't. I said, I played against better high school teams than Class D. I said, I'm going to go, because I also felt the loyalty and the personal kind of attachment to Bobby Maddox, because he had not only shown an interest in me as a player, but he showed an interest in me as a person, and that made the difference in me signing. And I just felt like if I went with the White Sox, I didn't know anyone personally. And that was a larger organization, larger than the Reds at the time. I said, I could get lost in that organization. But if I go with the Reds, it's a smaller organization. I'll have a better chance of getting to the major leagues quicker. And I said, then I have someone I think will look out for me. So that's why I signed with the Cincinnati Reds. But I wasn't aware of scouts looking at us at a younger age. And when I graduated in June, I didn't even get a ticket or a flight. He drove me to the minor league team, the Ogden Reds, that I was going to start with.
Tell me about...
Bill, you're back